සභාව කල්තබීම
සභාවතුමනි සභාව හෙට පෙරවරු 9:30 දක්වා කල්තබී යුතුයි යෝජනා
කරන්නේ. එමනම් මේ විවාදය හෙට උදේ 9:30ට නැවත ආරම්භ වෙනවා. ඒ දක්වා කල්තබනවා. සභාව කල්තබන අවස්ථාව යෝජනාව දිනේෂ් ගුණවර්ධන ගරු මන්ත්‍රීතුමා.
සභාපතිතුමනි මම මේ යෝජනාව ඉදිරිපත් කිරීම කේවන්න කැමති. I intend to place before the House the following resolution. I hope the Foreign Minister would give an answer on behalf of the government. This House resolves that since Lord Naseby, addressing the British House of Lords, drew attention to the fact that the casualty figures of the last period of the civil conflict in Sri Lanka, which ended in May 2009, cited in the United Nations Draftsman Report, were brought into question by the figures quoted by the former UN spokesman Gordon Wise, by former US Ambassador Blake, in the report by the UK Major General Holmes, and finally by the heavily redacted communication from the UK's Lieutenant Colonel Anton Gash, released to him by the British government. And since he further stated, I quote from the Hansard, the UK must recognize that this war was a war against terrorism. So the rules of engagement are based on international humanitarian law, not the European Convention on Human Rights, and that the West, in particular the US and the United Kingdom, must remove the threat of war crimes and foreign judges that overhangs and overshadows all Sri Lankans, especially their leaders. The government of Sri Lanka should take action to pursue this matter with the British Foreign and Commonwealth Office, that is our resolution, and with the UN Human Rights Commission to change their unjust positions in regard to Sri Lanka and thereby remove the threat to this country, to its defense forces and its leaders, and the government should also report back to Parliament on this matter. This is my motion. I would like to add the figure given by the so-called Western sponsors of the resolution was 40,000. This figure has now been totally negated by Lord Naseby in the House of Commons, House of Lords. He says the figure is much more less than 7,000. I say I would like to place this fact, Honorable Minister. This clears us of genocide. Genocide was used with false figures. This was the basis of the resolution. I disagree with the Honorable Minister, Dr. Harsha De Silva, who says Lord Naseby's revelations are not directly relevant to the UPR. This is incorrect, because the resolution itself depended on the 40,000 figure. Secondly, Lord Naseby's statement, which brings new information to the entire scene, which was not available through the information that was available, he has brought out these figures, which shows that the new information, such as what has been brought by Lord Naseby on the Sri Lankan human rights situation, should be placed by Sri Lanka government in Geneva. Sri Lanka government cannot dodge this. Why are you all trying to dodge by making a statement that it has no relevance in this regard? I would like to thank the Deputy Minister, because I don't have much time. I quote what you had written, what you had stated. I think in a personal note to Lord Naseby, you had thanked Lord Naseby in a personal note. But that is not the Sri Lanka government's stand. That is why we are moving this resolution. The government must take a stand, take up what Lord Naseby has canvassed for Sri Lanka, and requested the UK government to change its course of action against Sri Lanka in Geneva and re-canvass this whole resolution that was moved against Sri Lanka by our own foreign office in collaboration with the Western powers against our armed forces, the heroes of the war. According to Lord Nesmi, he calls, I would like to quote the relevant sections, the West, and in particular the US and UK, must remove threat of war crimes and foreign judges that overhangs and overshadows all Sri Lankans, especially their leaders. We in UK should reflect on the sacrifices of thousands of young Sri Lankan soldiers who died to create peace in that country. Finally, I reflect that Sri Lanka came to our need in two world wars, and had casualties, and it was one of just a handful of countries who supported on other international issues. Now it's very clear, the British government should be reconversed by Sri Lanka government on this basis. This is fresh information that has come. I hope the Deputy Minister, I don't know whether the Minister is going to be in the House to reply. This is a very serious situation, because before Dr. Harsha De Silva left for Geneva day before, he made this utterance that it has no relevance. How can the Sri Lankan, whoever the minister or the deputy minister represents in Sri Lanka, make a statement that Lord Nesmi's statement has no relevance in the current affairs in Geneva? We are being let down. A total let down of the country. I hope the deputy foreign minister, Honorable Vasantha Senanayake, would take this message to His Excellency the President to intervene in this situation, even at this last moment when Geneva is meeting. Garu Sabhapati Tumani, Ape Hamudanka, Yudadi Karaneta Genayamata Genapu Yojanava, Sankhya Lekana Sampurna Borubava, then Oppu Viti Veno, Eya Padanam Virahita Yojanavak Bava Oppu Viti Veno. එය ත්‍රස්තවාදයට විරුද්ධ සටනක් මිස දෙමළ ජනතාවට විරුද්ධ සටනක් නොවන බව නෙස්මි සාමිවරයා කියන්නේ ශ්‍රී ලංකා මන්ත්‍රී කණ්ඩායමේ සභාපති. ඔව් මේ රටට කීප වතාවක් ඇවිල්ලා ගිහිල්ලා තියෙනවා, අපි හම්බෙලා තියෙනවා පසුගිය අවුරුදු 30 ඇතුළ. අපේ හිටපු කතානායකතුමාව මෙතන ඉන්නවා. ඔවුන් ස්වාධීනව කටයුතු කර බ්‍රිතාන්‍ය පාර්ලිමේන්තු මන්ත්‍රී මණ්ඩලයේ උත්තරීතර ජ්‍යෙෂ්ඨයෙක්. දැන් තොරතුරු එලිදරව් වීමේ පනත යටතේ මෙතෙක් රහසිගත තොරතුරු තමයි දැන් මෙසේ හොයාගෙන තියෙන්නේ නෙස්මි සාමිවරයා. ඒ තොරතුරු දැන් කියන්නේ ශ්‍රී ලංකාවත් සහයෝගය දුන්නු යෝජනාව සම්පූර්ණ වැරදි තොරතුරු මත ශ්‍රී ලංකාවට විරුද්ධව සකසනු ලැබූ ජිනීවා යෝජනාවක් කියලා. ඒ නිසා මා සිංහලෙන් යටත් කියනවා, අපේ රටේ රාජනායකයන්, අපේ හමුදා නායකයන්, අපේ රණවිරුවන් කිසි ලෙසකින් මේ ගණයට දඬුවම් කිරීමට බැරි ගණයක් බව ඉතා පැහැදිලිව මේ මගින් කියවෙනවා. ඇයි ශ්‍රී ලංකා රජය මේ ගැන නිහඬව ඉන්නේ? ඇයි ශ්‍රී ලංකා රජය මේ ගැන කටයුතු නොකරන්නේ? ඇයි ශ්‍රී ලංකා රජය මෙවැනි වැදගත් තොරතුරු රාශියක් හා ශක්තියක් බ්‍රිතාන්‍ය පාර්ලිමේන්තුවේ හා සාමි මණ්ඩලයේ ලැබුණාම ඇයි ශ්‍රී ලංකා විදේශ අමාත්‍යංශයේ කටයුතු නොකරන්නේ? මම විදේශ කටයුතු පිළිබඳ නියෝජ්‍ය අමාත්‍යතුමා පුද්ගලිකව ලෝඩ් නෙස්මිට් ස්තුති කරලා තිබෙනවා. අපි ඒක ස්තුති කරනවා, ඒකබද්ද විපක්ෂය ස්තුති කරා. We also sent him a letter of appreciation thanking him for raising this issue on behalf of Sri Lanka and to find in the truth for Sri Lanka when our foreign office is keeping silent. This is a job of the foreign office to find information and feedback to head office in Colombo. Our ambassador, high commission, or a special messenger should be sent to London to collect this information. That is what a foreign office must do. But we are keeping silent. We are wanting our soldiers and heroic leaders to be taken to a to these Geneva commissions. We condemn that and we appeal. And I propose this resolution, the motion, to the House to be adopted, to be taken to the higher levels of this government. Thank you.
Thank you. So, Yojana Vistri Kirima, Sisri Jagudu Mantrituma.
Mulasini Garu Mantritumani, Garu Dineshin or the Mathamizing the Patkar Yojana Isir Karno, Addawasa Ekapataking Rataki the Tapikanagati Avastava, Aperate Yude Pavati Kalaparche de Tule, Atishe Tirnatma Kapuima Karpu, Navika Hamuda, Buddhianse, Sumit Transinger Hamuda Nildartuma. Then Tamasa Hataka Kalaparche de Kataranguino Ohuge Nandani Birindage Mava Yeratri Sia Divina Sagano Sia Divina Sagana Sandaha Lipia Clino Etama Mage Puta Mage Bana Aur Duganak Miratavini and Capuna at the Pua Patolomio Sandahamino Mage Diania Dana Tevela Boru Chodana Dala, Darua Dieniat, Hamadema, Handu Kanduling inni, Enisa, Mama Jivitin, Samugano, Lipia Cliela, Palu, Linda Catapanla, Divina Sagano, Enisa, Itama, Tisha, Samve di Pasniak, Rataka, Hamuda Avini and Capavela, Ratabera against the Jivita Paritiag and Katu to Karapu. Viro da Raniru and Tatela Tiena Irenam Tamai may never tapal near Te Sobahave Teresa me Engelante Agamet to me Kenoa Tamungerata Virudu Yuda Para the Chodanava Karande Kissima Karking Ida de Nehakela Aperate Rajena Kinte Vide Shamatite Meamat Mandele Konda Panatiena Amativare Kot Rajanaike and Natim Pilmanda Picanaga, Tino, Engelante Raj Betane Agamet to Mirtibuna, Shakti, Mamis Tutivan Tenoa, Videshakati, the new Jamat Tumate, Nespi Sami Urege Prakash Pilbanda Tuma, Gay Kerla, Ratata Prakasha Kirin Pilbandu, Mandane Raja Adahasa de Kela, Visheshema Pe Ratata Virudu, Boru, Yuda Para de Chodana, Idiripat Karana, Parshavian Visim. Adame Chodana Borui Kiela, Adanegi Sidlakedi, Ape Raja, Nivertalesa, Niverta in Lesakati to Kirin Pilibandu, Barpatal Kanaga Tuak, Rataki theatre Peter, Muna den Sidela Tino, Ensa, Visheshem, Me Paradina, Videshavalta Gatti, Niverta Patipatia, Ratata the Reaknati, Deshet Ada Reaknati, Rate Abimane Pilband, Nosalakana, Videshamati Varunsa. Antavadi Kalli Kandayam Vala Daayakatte Mata Tantur Laba Gata Minissu Tamunge Konde Sista Kirima Sandaha Pamana Katitu Kerana Nisa Samassa Ratama Ada Abhagya Tattera Pattela Tiyana Bawa Api Therum Gata Yutu Wenawa Enisa Demuhun Adhikarana Pilibanda Videshiya Vinishchakarwarun Pilibanda Chodana Adema Mata Niyojane Karapu Parshwaya Visin Pratikshepa Karaddi Api Ratak Vidiyata Evani Yojanawata Erahiwa Megar Sabahave Sandahana Kirim Sambanding, Gardinishun or the Matumatape Gauri, Pirnamano, Visheshem Darusman, Warta Ving Idripat Karpu, Boru Chodana, Padanam Karagan Tamai, Aperata Yuda Parad Chodana Idripat Karane, Mandraja Pakshamatuma, Maxwell Parnagam Komisam Hara Idripat Karpu, Karnu Pilibanda Avadan Yomukala, Enisa Visheshem at Koti Diaspora Avat, Batir Rajanon Samvidana. Deshiya Tarakarinut, Antavadi, Ratakadan, Demala Diaspora, take a decutuela tamai, Yupta Parasa, Yude Tirna, Pekavilavi, Hasalis da Gatane Unaikina,
Mandrima,
Mitya, Sidakale,
Ausa
Mitya,
Ausankran,
Emitya, Tavadurata, May Asate Prakashe, Piligan, the Behekil Engarante, Parliament, Tuladiman Espisam, Prakaskarna, Itumatape Gauri Pirnamami, Insa Ratata, Mina Para de Pilibandu. මේ රජයේ මීට වඩා වකිමින් කටයුතු කරන සිල්ලි මේ මන්නේ නේනයි සුති.
අය බොහොම ස්තුතියි ගරු අලි සහිත් මෞලානා මන්ත්‍රීතුමා විනාඩි 3යි.
Thank you chair. On this resolution I agree we must firstly want to mention a great thanks to Lord Nesby for addressing, and also he was not, is not, is an eye opener to the whole world, and clearing to the world, for which we should thank him for bringing his stand in this manner. However much our Sri Lankan society needs an overall justice about the whole issue. Despite the reports made internationally or locally with regard to the violation of human rights, we would like to see whether it is reported in an independent and impartial manner. The numbers are irrelevant. Whether the then government of Sri Lanka or the present government of Sri Lanka, it is our duty for the outcome of independence process. We should focus more on prevention of approach in the future and ensure non-recurrence of the past violation not taking place. Therefore, we will have to clarify such kind of international reports. And also, I really admire and appreciate Lord Nesby, who is a friend of Sri Lanka, and also he's a personal friend of mine as well. And whenever we visit London, or even with former speaker, when we were there, he paid a courtesy call, and he was very clearly mentioning, and also openly said, the UK must recognize that this war is a war. As a war government, he said the UK must recognize this war was a war against terrorism. So the rules of engagement are based on international humanitarian law, not for the European Convention on the Human Rights. So for that, we must admire him, and in this resolution, we must thank him on behalf of everybody. And this is my observation. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Honorable Minister Vasanta Sirisena.
Honorable Speaker, the adjournment resolution that has been placed before this House today is based on the observations that Lord Nesby made in his recent address to the House of Lords. The resolution calls on the government to take action to pursue his comments with the international community to remove the threat to this country, to its defense forces, and to its leaders. Honorable Speaker, in light of the excellent relationship that Sri Lanka now enjoys with the international community, and the confidence that the international community has that Sri Lanka will honor its undertakings made to the international community, I cannot perceive a threat to this country, either with regard to defense forces or its leaders, present or former. Certainly, the information unearthed by Lord Nesby highlights the professional conduct of the Sri Lankan army during the period of the war. And this information must be used by the government and opposition parties and all those who consider themselves Sri Lankans or friends of Sri Lanka to counter the blatant falsehoods that were spread about the country and the war. It is then a common duty to combat deliberate misinformation, and the findings of the Right Honourable the Lord Nesby is greatly useful to further this purpose. However, we must not in all this lose sight of the new government's role as a respected member of the international community, and it must be emphasized that the government of the United Kingdom is a strongly supportive one. We have traditionally enjoyed a very close link with the United Kingdom, even after independence, which for Sri Lanka was won through artful negotiations, unlike neighboring India. We retained much of the old government structure and the constitution, and also invoked a defense agreement with the UK immediately after becoming independent. This shows the level of trust we have always enjoyed with the UK.
Point of order?
Sorry.
Yeah, just a moment. Yeah.
Yeah, just a clarification. Honorable Deputy Minister, as you are aware of it, where are the fact that the resolution was moved by the, it was a co-sponsored by Sri Lanka. And in that, in the 30/1, that resolution itself says about the 40,000 and the criminal action to be taken, and the reparation and rest of it. So therefore, your reading this, or your intention, or your contention of, you know, nullifying the reports has to have a ground reality. And where is it happening? Is it taking place? Or has it, we are very appreciative of the fact that you have sent a personal note.
If you bear with me, I will come to the point. This shows the level of trust that we have always enjoyed. It was only due to short-sighted policies that took Sri Lanka to an isolated position in the world and isolated us from our friends, including the United Kingdom. Honorable Speaker, regarding Lord Naseby's statement, let me reiterate the government's deep appreciation to him for the continuous and long-standing support of friendship he has extended to Sri Lanka. I wish to inform the House that I made it my purpose to meet with him almost immediately after I had been appointed State Minister of Foreign Affairs as far back as June this year. I also informed His Excellency the President that it is imperative that we acknowledge his efforts, and I took the initiative upon the President's concurrence to strongly support Lord Naseby. And I did so not in my private capacity, I did so as the State Minister of Foreign Affairs of Sri Lanka. I wish to assure the members of the House that all due respect is being given to Lord Naseby and his good work. Honorable Dinesh Gunawardena, my good friend, basically made a statement in the House that attempts were being made to trivialize the value of Lord Naseby's work and to label it as irrelevant. I wish to very strongly state that is not my personal view, that is not the view of the Foreign Ministry of Sri Lanka. And I wish to state very, very strongly that the work and the value of
I appreciate what you said. It is not the view of the Foreign Ministry. It is not the your view. And if so, how did the representative of Sri Lanka, who is now attending on behalf of the Sri Lankan government, Dr. Harsha De Silva, make that statement?
It is a statement attributed to him. I do not know whether he actually made it or not. I would be surprised if Dr. Harsha De Silva actually made such a statement, is what I can state for myself. I would also like to quote my own letter, which there's been a lot of speculation on my letter, but I don't think very many people have actually read my letter. And I think if I were given an opportunity to read my letter, perhaps my position on the Lord Naseby affair will become manifestly clear. Right Honorable Lord Naseby, dear Lord Naseby, I'm writing to thank you formally for the invaluable work you have been doing on behalf of Sri Lanka. We are well aware of your great efforts in the past, but what you have contributed in the last few months is particularly important at a crucial time. It was very insightful of you to ask for the dispatches of the British Defence Attaché, who served here during the last years of the long conflict from which this country suffered. Though the British Foreign Office appears to have forgotten what are undoubtedly salient elements, what you have brought into the public domain makes it clear that the Sri Lankan Armed Forces fought a much cleaner war than is often alleged in the international arena. I suspect that if some of the redaction is removed from the documents already made available to you, the sincerity of the Sri Lankan Armed Forces will become undisputed. The redaction, according to the explanation given to you, is purportedly for securing confidentiality between the British Foreign Office and friendly nations of the international community. However, as far as Sri Lanka is concerned, we are quite certain that the original version without redaction will in no way be embarrassing to us. Therefore, we must ask ourselves why extraordinary lengths have been taken to deprive yourself, one of the senior, most and respected peers in the House of Lords, of pertinent information. And why, indeed, what has been given to you subjected to redaction? It was also very good of you to speak so much more forcefully at the recent debate in the House of Lords. It is particularly important to deal with the various canards that are being spread and your arguments go to show that the number of civilian deaths was significantly smaller than is being bandied about are clear and irrefutable. I hope that we in Sri Lanka will be able to build on your work to ensure that our victory over the terrorists who inflicted such suffering on all our people, Tamil, Sinhalese and Muslims, will not be traduced. I look forward to meeting you on my next visit to England and hope that you will once again visit this country to which and all its people you have shown such deep commitment. I fully consent to your using or reproducing this letter, if it will anyway assist you in your laudable mission of bringing real justice to Sri Lanka. I think my letter makes my position extremely clear. Thank you. I wish to also state that Garu Mulasuna Ruda Mantri Tumani Nesbi Sami Tumagen Siddhunu Elidarawen Mamahitanawa Ape Hamudavata Vasara Ganak Siddhavecha Itamatma Naraka Asadarnak Yam Pramanekat Hari Ada Sadarni Velati and Vaikila. Mama Vishwasa Karanawa Me Toroturu Aragena මම ඉල්ලීමක් කරනවා අපේ සියලුම මන්ත්‍රීවරුන් පක්ෂ විපක්ෂ සියලු දෙනාට මේක අපේ ආණ්ඩුවේ හෝ විපක්ෂ ජයග්‍රහණයක් නෙමෙයි මේ වෙලාවේ අපිට මේ ලැබිලා තියෙන රටේ ජයග්‍රහණයක් මේ රටේ ජයග්‍රහණය පාවිච්චි කරලා අපි සියලු දෙනාම පුද්ගලිකව නේස්බි සාමිවරයාට ස්තුති ලියුමක් ලිව්වොත් ඉතාමත්ම වැදගත් වෙයි කියලා මම විශ්වාස කරනවා අපිට ලැබිලා තියෙන්නේ ඉතාමත්ම අපූර්ව අවස්ථාවක් මේ අවස්ථාවෙන් මම හිතනවා අපේ රජය සම්පූර්ණ ප්‍රයෝජනෙල අරගෙන අපේ හමුදාවට තවදුරටත් අසාධාරණ වීම වළක්වන්නට කටයුතු කරයි කියන විශ්වාසය මට තියෙනවා කියන එකත් ප්‍රකාශ කරමින් විදේශ කටයුතු පිළිබඳව රාජ්‍ය අමාත්‍යවරයා වශයෙන් මේ අවස්ථාවට මා ස්තුතිවන්තයි.
හොඳයි ඔබතුමාගේ යෝජනාවට ස්තුතිවන්ත වෙමින් ඔබතුමා ස්තුතිවන්ත වෙනවා. අද සභාවේ වැඩ කටයුතු මෙතින් නිමා වෙනවා. හෙට පෙරවරු 9:30ට නැවතත් විවාදය ආරම්භ වෙනවා.